Good morning. This is September 23rd, and you're listening to OK OK, the On Our Kids, On Our Knees for Our Kids podcast. The promise of God today is that He goes with us through trials. When you go through deep waters and great trouble, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. Isaiah 4:43, verse 2. These are God's gracious words to the nation of Israel. What vivid pictures of God's protection during trials. Deep waters can be frightening. There's an awesome power to water, whether it's a still lake or a restless ocean. In deep water, we have very little strength. When we face a painful trial, we can feel as if we're alone in the ocean with no rescue in sight, ready to give up. Then there are rivers of difficulty, perhaps not deep, but moving with swift currents. Sometimes the difficulty threatens to sweep us away and smash us on the rocks below. We cannot swim against it. The fight seems useless. As frightening as water is, fire is even more so. A tiny spark flashes into a huge conflagration and nothing will stop it. Humanly speaking, we have no hope in these situations. But with God, we have an option to trust Him. We can pray that our children will choose that option when they face great difficulties. God promises to be with them in the deep waters of great trouble. He promises that the rivers of difficulty will not drown them. They can walk through the fire of oppression and not be burned. Please join me in today's prayer. You promise, Lord, that when we go through deep waters and great trouble, you will be with us. Please be with my child today. I know that she feels up to her neck in deep water and doesn't know how to get out. I ask that she not depend on her own strength, but will trust in your promise to be with her through this great trouble. When the river of difficulty is swiftly carrying my child, Lord, reach out your strong hand and draw her out. You promise that when we walk through the fire of oppression, we will not be burned up. When my child is in the fires of oppression and feels threatened from every side with no relief, I pray your promise that she will not be consumed by these flames, but that you will protect and guide her through the fire. We ask this in your name, Lord. Amen.